It's the Observation Deck, brought to you by Generator Supercenter and Tylock Nasser Vision. Here's Ham.
Thank you, Mr. Monto. One thing in life that is a constant is the good puppy dog. Man's best friend.
Rough.
Every year, we get these rankings from the American Kennel Club. The top dog breeds in the United States. The standings cover over 202 breeds and are based on puppies and older purebreds that were added last year to their registry. This is the nation's oldest registry, and registration is voluntary. I think it like started in like 1890 something.
And so how is this rated? Just by total number of people that own this kind of dog? Or are they rating these dogs?
Based on the puppies or older purebreds that were added last year to the AKC's registry.
But I'm saying, like, how, like, number one, is that the most owned dog?
Yes, that was okay. The most registered dog gotcha. In 2025.
Gotcha.
What were the top dogs in the United States? The U.S. canine population, which the American Veterinary Medical Association estimates is at 87 million dogs in America. The rankings do not include mixed or poochers that are like, you know, mixed breeds or, quote, trendy hybrids, such as Golden Doodle. Man.
No, you're doing great.
You're doing great.
Golden Doodles.
Jay does not think you're doing great.
That's why he played the blowing fart.
They don't include trendy hybrids such as Golden Doodles or Pomkies, which are Pomeranian Husky mixes.
I think that's discriminatory.
I don't know how you create those.
Aren't Pomeranians tiny?
Yeah, because either that's a very lucky boy Pomeranian.
Yeah, are they putting him in a high chair?
Or the unluckiest woman Pomeranian?
Female. Yeah, if you're gonna make
to say
me hope,
what you just said, but I'm gonna let it go.
If you're gonna make me hope one way or the other, I'm hoping
it's the boy
that they have some man Pomeranian suspended in the air, and it's a giant husky dog. Because yeah, that kind of stuff is where you get into the like you said, I guess trendy breeding, where it's like, okay,
yeah,
you're
trendy
creating
hybrids.
Dogs that probably are born and immediately hate life because they have all kinds of defects.
Yes.
That's what I think every time I see the French bulldog,
like, and their face looks like they were hit by a shovel
and they can't breathe.
Yes,
just seems awful. And you paid a bunch of money for this.
I mean, they are cute, but you're right. They look like their face was mashed up against a window, and they look, and yeah, you can hear them.
Shovel face, I think, is the term.
Not being able to breathe.
So what is the most popular breed or brand of dog? The most number one top dog in America, as registered by Americans, which we are led to believe without question and any deception whatsoever.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Right now.
And number 10, the bulldog.
Yeah, I mean, same thing. English bulldog or any bulldog?
Any bulldog, non-English or French.
Bark.
Where it's just all you hear about is they had breathing problems.
What, of course, about the trendy hybrid with the Shih Tzu?
I could look that up at a time of my choosing. Not right now.
Pulling out the old joke there.
What was the joke?
Bulldog and a Shih Tzu?
Come yeah, what does that make?
Well, what's number nine?
Coward. Number nine
is... Coward.
He is a coward.
Yeah, I'm not just going to curse right here in the middle
shut
of the
up,
segment.
Shut up, coward. Keep bitch. Going. Keep going.
Number
you
nine.
You can't tell him to shut up and keep going.
No, that was to you, the bitch.
Yeah, we might be talking dogs, but you're still a bitch. Number nine, the German short-haired pointer. They have made big gains in the last quarter century, according to the American Kennel Club. Number 8 is the Rottweiler. They've been hovering in the top 10 for almost 15 years. Fun fact, I was once mauled by a Rottweiler.
That is fun.
How did that not kill you? Because they are the size of you.
Well, I got put in the hospital and I had to get stitches.
Oh, gosh.
I almost lost my eye.
On one is that my... why your eyes always messed up every other day?
No, but on my left eyebrow, like right underneath it, there's like a spot that's kind of missing of hair. And that's where I had stitches because it got me from eye to the inside of my ear. So literally my face was in its mouth.
You know, without that... knowing anything about what happened, I'm almost positive you deserved it.
No doubt.
It was during a thunderstorm, so I kind of did deserve it.
It does explain why his face is so horribly disfigured, though. I've always wondered, it's like, that actually makes sense.
Why he looks like the traitor from 300?
I don't look like him.
That's a bingo. That's an off-air bingo.
Off-air bingo.
What are you talking about? I'm going to leave my bingo card alone.
Let me in. What?
Number 7, the Beagle. This is the only breed to make the top 10 for every decade since the AKC was founded in 1884. They were number 1 in the late 1950s.
I prefer a bigger dog, but if I was going to get a small one, probably the Beagle.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't like dogs that look like they could take me in a fight.
Well, yeah, because you...
Then that's every dog.
Not every dog.
If a beagle can take you, then 90% of dogs
can take
you.
No, he said, you think a beagle's a big dog?
No.
He's saying he would prefer a beagle over any big dog because big dogs could...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay. He's so physically weak that he's threatened by any dog over 20 pounds.
Okay, yes. So beagle is like your limit?
Yeah, that's
the
max.
As big as it can get?
Yes. Or if they're short. A short big dog is fine.
A short big dog.
Like a little fat dog?
Yeah. Like a little Spud Webb dog?
Yes. Those are... Oh, I don't like those Spud Webb dogs.
Boy, you definitely...
Jack Russell Terrier, is that what it is? Those look weird.
There's no...
You guys got a problem with French Bulldogs? That's mine.
Ugh. So beagles get between 20 and 25 pounds. That's as big as you'll go?
That's as big. 30, we're pushing it.
I'm gonna get Ham for his birthday a bull mastiff. And just let that dog run roughshod over your household.
Terrorizing him.
We come over there and Ham's in a crate. Begging for water.
Every door there's just a giant hole that he's jumped through. He has access everywhere.
Why do you have an electric collar on your neck?
He put it on me. He made me.
Number 6 is the poodle. They used to be number 1 in the pre-doodle 1960s and 70s. So, number 1 pretty.
Not a top 10 dog.
No. Too highfalutin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now.
That's the Corby of dogs.
Yeah, I need a blue collar dog.
The poodle's the Corby of dogs?
Yeah, thinks it's better than everybody.
No, we haven't even gotten there yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, poodle's a little too fancy. There definitely is a snooty dog that you're talking about, but a poodle makes me think of, like, I don't know, like Miriam Adelson or like an elite.
Yes.
Corby's just a
bitch.
Rich douche.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That softens it a little bit. Okay.
Like, poodles don't dress grunge or wear brand
t-shirts. Right. They're not, ironically, yeah, looking like they grew up in Seattle in the 90s. That's how Corby dresses.
Yes. Number 5. And I'm going to get this wrong.
Go ahead.
We're used to that. Go ahead.
The Dutch hounds? Dutch hounds?
Dachshund.
Dachshund. The wiener dog.
Yeah. It is deceiving, but it's dachshund.
Is Flapjack purebred or he's a mix?
He's a mix.
Okay.
The AKC doesn't recognize him.
Mm.
The official dog of the ticket.
First dog to play a drop on the ticket.
Jay King's wiener dog, Flapjack.
Oh, yeah. He's got it tattooed on his body.
What?
In an astronaut suit.
Of course.
Jay has it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, not all of us.
I thought you meant that Flapjack has a tattoo for...
No. But I remember when Jay told me that Flapjack needed, like, his ACL repaired or something.
Mm-hmm. He's got ligament damage.
I was like, all right, I guess I'll get my wallet out and get Flapjack repaired because I can't have Flapjack hurt.
Yeah, we need him running at full strength.
That's right.
As they note about the wiener dog, they are... hunters, and they could quickly kill your pet gerbil really fast, but they're fun to dress up.
Yeah, and I think they're also deceivingly aggressive, because I think if you look up, like, most dog bites, dachshunds are up there where, like, because people will pick them up and hold them near their face because they're cute.
And then, like,
some little kid will, yeah, will be messing with them, and then the dachshund will...
They'll get ham-faced from a dachshund.
Kind of nip at them, yeah. But that makes sense because the dachshund's a child. You're a full-grown adult.
Yeah. They also have an elevated risk of spinal disease.
Yeah, they definitely look like they've had bad evolution.
Yes.
As they're just way too long.
Bad hips, too.
Yeah.
At number four of the American Kennel Club's rankings of registered dogs last year, here on Worker Progress, the German Shepherd. Don't ask them about their ancestors, because that conversation becomes very uncomfortable.
I've never been able to put my finger on why, but I've always liked the German Shepherd.
It's a good-looking dog till it's biting your face off.
I just think that they're good service animals. They
he's saying
are on
that
the front
he has
lines.
A Hitler mustache.
Who's saying that? DJ?
No, you are.
Monty.
You're the one saying that.
For anyone that doesn't know, Monty
has a Hitler mustache.
Has a the best facial hair.
90% of the year has a Hitler mustache,
including right now.
Wait, why do I not have it 10% of the time?
Oh, well, because you're lazy and sometimes
I shave
you let
it off
grow
for October.
No Hitler November. Which we all should celebrate, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it should be, yeah, no Hitler all year round, but I guess if you have to pick one month.
Now moving on to our top three. The next two, I deem overrated dogs. At number three, the Golden Retriever. They're too big, they're too pompous.
Classic American dog.
Perfectly sized.
Anyone who's ever met a Golden Retriever is with me on this one.
Okay, met is childish.
You're sitting with two people here that disagree with you. The only two people you're talking to.
How's a dog pompous?
They are, dude.
Air Bud wasn't.
No, he was humble. There's an outlier.
No animal that licks its own genitals and beehole is pompous.
Golden Retrievers smell their own farts. They're the Monty of dogs.
What?
All right, I can get behind that.
Trust
now
me.
That you explained it in terms I can understand.
The last person in the world that wants to smell my own farts is me.
They're the Monty of the dog kingdom.
Like, if I hotbox my truck, I got to pull over.
Yeah.
The Labrador Retriever is two. They set the record by owning the top spot for 31 years. Also highly overrated. They shed all the time. More than not, they're obese. Hit the gym, you dumb animal.
Now you're fat-shaming dogs.
I thought he meant to say obedient because they are, like, highly trainable, but no, he meant they're just fat.
More often than not, Labrador Retrievers are fat.
Where are you seeing all these fat dogs at?
Go out walking. Fat dogs.
Yeah, I guess when you watch
I go walking all the time.
Same. I guess when you watch the little doggy Ozempic commercials, it's always Golden Retrievers that are up there. They put them on Trim Spa.
They're the most afflicted.
That sounds like something you would see when they do... in the Far East, when they do the news recreations, and they'll show Americans.
The dirty American with the lab.
And even the dog is super fat, just to emphasize how out of shape we are.
Little stub legs.
They gotta roll it to its bowl.
Yeah.
And the number one top dog of registered new dogs from the American Kennel Club.
Ooh, can we guess?
Number one.
Sure.
Is Pitbull crazy? I say that because every time I look at, like, the shelter, it's just 90% pit bulls.
But is that buyer's remorse?
It probably is. That's probably a skewed,
yeah, they don't register.
Skewed data set, but...
I'm going to guess iguana.
Okay, we're talking dogs here, so you just excuse yourself. I'll go chihuahua.
No, Chihuahua is 27th on the list for both 2024 and 2025. The number one dog turns out to be your least favorite dog, the French Bulldog.
Ah, oh, I was close.
You said iguana.
And yeah, those are...
That's a reptile.
Aren't those super expensive?
If you get one that's bred and...
Iguana?
Yeah, you go that way.
Or the Frenchie?
I think the Frenchie.
They're the leaders since 2023. 54,000 Frenchies were registered last year. Half as many as 2023. So, they're on the decline.
I mean, they must be talking about, yeah, some that have a little bit of other breeds in them. Because if you look up purebred French Bulldog, you're paying multiple thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no way that's the most common dog when most people are trying to get dogs on the cheap?
The Chihuahua, like I said, was 27. The Papillon, my dog, 42. I don't know why this was brought up in the pre-show, but DJ asked if we can look up the St. Bernard. That was 63. For most popular dog breeds in Dallas, it goes 1, French Bulldog, 2, Golden Retriever, 3, Lab, 4, the Bulldog. So 10 on the list overall, 4 in Dallas, and then 5, Monty's favorite for its association with fascism, the French, or the German Shepherd.
I had to look up the Papillon.
China.
And it makes sense that you like that dog.
Yeah.
It looks like an annoying little yappy dog.
Oh, yeah.
And I say that, yeah, having a Chihuahua dog that also has kind of a yappy bark, you have to be very patient to deal with the little dog with the constant yappy barking.
Yes, you do. Those are the top 10 of registered dogs